Okay, we'll between now and for the next for the period of Bein HaMetzor and Bein Nezer, we will learn the we'll learn Maral, Sefer Netzach Yisrael, which is a sefer dedicated to the inyanim of the Geula, of the Churban, and the Geula. He calls it Netzach Yisrael, aptly naming it for what it is, which already gives us a certain hashkafa on this kufa. The whole concept of Churban is predicated on the understanding that Klal Yisrael is something eternal, and that actually Hashem intended to create a perfect Bria. Hashem intended to create a world of perfection. And when we talk about the Churban, we're talking about it from that perspective. It's with the view forward, with the knowledge that we're going to be here forever, and we with the longing to get back there, Be'ezras Hashem. Now, we're obviously going to be jumping around because this is quite a long sefer. What I want to do tonight is to start Perek Dalet. Each one is kind of like an essay in itself. Perek Dalet contains a lot, everything here contains a lot of fundamental hashkafah on these points. Let's see. The Maral brings the Gemara. It says, the famous Gemara in Yuma. Mikdash Rishon mitnei Machoras. Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Mitnei Shehayu by Gimel Dvarim. There were three Averis. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichus Damim. The three cardinal Averis are being transgressed from the Mikdash Rishon. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichus Damim. And therefore it was destroyed. He quotes at length the Gemara. I'm going to move a little bit further to the next part, which is famous. Aval Mikdash Sheni. Shanu b'kim b'hem sheyo eiskim b'tero b'mitzvah segmilus chasodim. Mikdash Sheni, we know that they were very much engaged with Torah, mitzvah, segmilus chasodim. Amai choram. Why was the Beis Mikdash Sheni destroyed? Mipnei Sinas Chinam Shehaya Beinehem. Because of Sinas Chinam, we're all familiar with this Gemara. Lelamedcha Sheshkula Sinas Chinam Keneged Gimel Averis. And this teaches us that Sinas Chinam is equated with the three cardinal Averis. And he moves on. And then he goes through the full length of the Gemara, which we're not going to go through right now. So now he says, what's the significance of this? What's the understanding of this? And Maral is always looking for the deeper significance of what's going on. So now, he says something very interesting. And this is really, when we just learned this Gemara, simply understood, we come away with the impression that the Mikdash Sheni was in a much better spiritual state than the Mikdash Rishon. Right? There was all these severe averes going on in the Mikdash Rishon. And in the Mikdash Sheni, everything was great except for the fact that there was Sinas Chinam. So he's going to show us that it's not exactly so. And this really is in general a fundamental hashkafa, the understanding that the further back we go, the greater the generations really were. And he's going to give us a very interesting perspective on this Gemara. So he says as follows. We'll give it a minute, because Naftali went upstairs as a shliach of the tzibur, so we'll wait for him to come back down. Okay. Oh. Naftali Yashakayach, we waited for you because you went for all of us. Okay. So the Maral says as follows. he says something very interesting. He gives a very interesting twist, almost turning it around. He says we have to understand the difference between the state of the Mikdash Rishon and the state of the Mikdash Sheni. The state of the Mikdash Rishon was a much higher state. The Shechina, Mikdash Rishon Hayashchina Beinehem, the Shechina was resting in Klal Yisrael in a very profound way in the Mikdash Rishon. And therefore, he says, the distinction of the Bayis Rishon, the first Beis HaMikdash, was in the fact that we had a very intense level of Asherah HaShechina. Well, the Fichach, and therefore he says, Chuban Shaloi, Ka Shaloi Hayarra'oi Shetisho Shechina Beinehem. They lost it due to Averis that conflicted with the presence of the Shechina, and the Shechina could not tolerate. When they did things that contaminated their space, the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem is not willing to tolerate this tuma, and therefore he left. Therefore he departed. Here's a point that he's going to develop. Very, very interesting. He says, the Mikdash Sheni, actually, Klal Yisrael were not on a level to really warrant Asherah HaShechina. So what was it? He says, these three Averis weren't so relevant in the Bayis Sheni. We'll explain this. Abu Malas Mikdash Sheni HaMachmas Yisrael Atzmon. He says, the reason that they had Shechina in the Bayis Sheni was because of Yisrael themselves. What does this mean? Dabo zebo, this is clear. Ki Yisrael him mis'achdim. When Yisrael are unified, al yedei Beis HaMikdash, by means of the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, you know, let me just cut straight to what he's saying. I'll cut straight to the point that he's going to make before we read through his complicated Lashonis. The Asherah HaShechina in the Bayis Sheni was by virtue of Achdus, by virtue of the fact that Klal Yisrael was united. When Klal Yisrael is united, there's Asherah HaShechina. Even if Klal Yisrael, their spiritual level is not such that it warrants Asherah HaShechina. He says in the Bayis Rishon, Klal Yisrael was of such a spiritual level that warranted Asherah HaShechina. And when Averis happened that conflicted, the Shechina went away. Bayis Sheni was a different story. It was not, the spiritual level did not warrant Asherah HaShechina. What was it? There's a certain automatic equation. And when Klal Yisrael is the Achdus, when they're unified, the very fact they have a unified Klal Yisrael warrants Asherah HaShechina. And that's why, regardless of the level, and therefore, there was Asherah HaShechina in the Bayis Sheni, even though their level then was actually much lower. And by the way, we have to note that actually the level of Asherah HaShechina in the Bayis Sheni was not the same as it was in the Bayis Rishon. Like Chazal notes five very significant differences, but in a general way, the whole quality of the reality of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni was incomparable. And the Gra says that from the times of the Bayis Rishon, the difference in quality between the Klal Yisrael in the time of the Bayis Rishon and Klal Yisrael after the Bayis Rishon was the difference between a live body and a dead body. Right? There's quite a significant qualitative difference between a live body and a dead body. Right? The Bayis Rishon is already a form of existence, a level of existence that's beyond our comprehension. Bayis Sheni is already something we can at least relate to the reality of it. We can relate to the reality of it. Bayis Rishon, just living then, being then, was something that defies our frame of reference. And so this is what he's saying. He's saying that the Asherah HaShechina in the Bayis Sheni was because Klal Yisrael were unified. Bayis Beis HaMikdash, how's that? Shoyalem Kohen Echad, Mizbeach Echad. They were all joined in the centralization of the Avodah. It was one Kohen, meaning one Kohen Gadol, that brought the Avodah of all Klal Yisrael together into one place, one Mizbeach. The Nesu Abamos, they were not allowed to have private Mizbeches. Shalai Hoya Pirud Bechilud B'Yisrael. There was no division among Klal Yisrael. They were all united, centered around the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. We'll be explaining this more as we go along. But whatever the case is, so that Beis HaMikdash brought them together into one united nation. Now, since their only claim to Hashra'at HaShechina was the fact that they were united, again, their spiritual level was not such that warranted Hashra'at HaShechina. It was just the fact that a united Klal Yisrael brings on Shechina. Therefore, once there was Sinas Chinam there, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Once they were already separated, they were no longer deserving of the Mikdash, which was the unifying force of Klal Yisrael. And now, he explains, he goes further. So once again, he's laying down, he's starting to turn the picture around and explain that actually the state of Klal Yisrael was in a greater place in the Bayis Rishon. Their spiritual level was such that their spiritual level warranted Hashra'at HaShechina. They were on such a holy level that the Shechina was attracted to them. When they contaminated it, it went away. The Bayis Sheni, we weren't talking about that level, the Klal. The spiritual level was not one that warranted Hashra'at HaShechina. It was just the fact that they were united. And now he goes further. He says, so now you might say, so one minute, they're on such a high spiritual level, but what about these Averis that we're talking about? So he says, you have to understand that on the contrary. On the contrary, what we've just been explaining also explains that because of the very elevated spiritual level that they were on in the Mikdash Rishon, the Yetzer Hara was much more powerful and he was working much harder. He was aiming for the jugular the whole time because he was working very hard to do in their spiritual level. With the Bayis Sheni, he wasn't as much making personal attacks, trying to really get down each person. All he needed to do was to create a bit of division without really destroying each person's spiritual level. Create division, Klal Yisrael loses their right to Hashra'at HaShechina. But with the Bayis Rishon, he had to do more than that. He had to actually go and bring down each person individually. And therefore, he had to work hard on Averis that completely destroy a person's essence, a person's spiritual essence. These are three Averis that hit a person hardest in terms of his own essence, in terms of who he is, and they bring him down. And Shvichus Damin. He explains how these divide the different layers of who the person is. Avodah hits the person in his seichel. Gilei Arayis hits the person in the goof, right? It's the taivus. Hits the person in the goof. Shvichas Damin is more of a nefesh kind of thing. It has to do with ego, whatever it is. We'll see as we go along. But he's saying how the Yetzer Hara was aiming much higher and working much harder in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash to hit them with serious bombs in order to actually destroy each person's personal spiritual level. Bayis Sheni, this wasn't relevant. There wasn't such a high level. All there was the fact that they were united. Once he was able to break them apart, his job was done. Okay, we'll see how the Maharal continues developing this. Yeah.